Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Well, good morning, Beamer family, friends, and guests. I'd like to welcome you to Roundtable Wednesday here on Beamer's own Blog Talk Radio. And it is April 5th, 2023, and I'm your host, Greg Peterson, team manager here in lovely, finally, sunny Southern California. And I am so looking forward to today's program because this is your guys' program. This is where we all learn together. That's why it's Roundtable Wednesday, and the popularity is finally starting to grow because people are realizing the importance of how we can get our questions answered, and we're learning from each other. And by learning and growing, by helping each other out, we are definitely becoming more successful out in the field because we're overcoming those little hurdles that stop us. And it could be as something as simple as, I just don't feel comfortable sharing the Beamer yet. I can't figure it out. And so once we can overcome those little hurdles, and it could be a very simple golden nugget that you share that allows that person to get over that hurdle, and then they're able to start sharing the Beamer with people. So that's why this show is so important for everyone, is to really help each of us out. And I even learn from you guys. That's why I love doing this. And as you guys may not know, all the hosts for Testimonial Tuesday, Roundtable Wednesday, and our Equine Thursday, we all volunteer our time to do this, and this is to help all of you guys out as we're paying things forward, because when I started in, actually, you could say January 1st of 2017, when I officially became a distributor, Blog Talk Radio was the only thing out there that we had to really get information out there. And so now, as you know, we've evolved, we've developed our back offices, we have so much more information, but yet there's gaps where people still don't know maybe how to transition from point A to point B. And this is that bridge that we can develop so that everybody learns how to step over that small little stream instead of looking at it like a giant wide river that you're not going to be able to swim across to be able to get to your next destination. So that's why we have this here. So we are on Roundtable Wednesday. And how do we listen to recordings of this? Well, it's very simple. All you need to do is go to blogtalkradio.com/Beamer IBDS. Once again, that is blogtalkradio.com/Beamer IBDS. And then you just type in Beamer, and then click on the, or well, actually that takes you right to it. I'm getting ahead of myself here, guys. That's why this is all volunteer. Nobody's going to fire me, right? Okay. So then the other option, which we found out from one of you fine folks that was actually a brand new distributor, said, well, do you realize that we have a podcast app on our phones? And I wasn't aware of this. And so all you have to do is go to your podcast app on your phone and type in the word Beamer, B-E-M-E-R, click on that, and that will bring up all the different recorded Blog Talk Radio programs right there for you. One thing that we have done now for Testimonial Tuesday and for Roundtable Wednesday is after we complete a show, we're taking notes during the show, and we can enter in about maybe three or four key words into the titles then of maybe subject matter that we discussed in the show. So that way, when you go back and if you want to listen to a show again or send the recording to a prospective client that might be interested in something, or if you have a fellow team member that was wanting to learn about how do I add a picture to my back office, for example, different things like that, all you have to do is go back and look in the titles, and that's there for you. So we've made it even easier, hopefully, and we're always open for suggestions, but to make it easier so that you can locate these items. So we're really trying to do what we can to help. Now, let's turn to the corporate side of things. Corporate has really stepped up the game now. As you know, we no longer have our regional directors and our national director. And God bless them for all the hard work and literally thousands of hours over the four-year period of time that they were involved helping bridge that gap between corporate and the field personnel, handling so many issues. And during a time when so many companies actually went under because they couldn't either sell products or they didn't have the availability to get product material out, whatever the case may be, so many companies went under, and yet actually Beamer thrived. And it was because of this agreement that we had with our regional and national directors, our corporate headquarters, everybody working as a team together to keep the education flowing and to work through our situation we had with the FDA a few years back as we transitioned from class one to class two, and then naturally the health situation that had gone through the nation and the world. And so getting through all of that, we need to take our hats off and reach out to them and give a special thank you to each and every one of them for the dedicated hours. And we're talking off hours. Imagine taking phone calls at 10, 11, 12 o'clock at night to handle different situations. And these folks were doing that. As a normal employee of a company, let's face it, 9 to 5, the phone goes off, and then you live your normal life. And these guys were going above and beyond. Now, we have some great new people now that have been placed to help bridge that gap, and they are doing amazingly well in the very short period of time. Number one is Julie Monte. And she is helping with the director of sales, and she is getting out and meeting with each and every manager. She is talking with them, having a great phone conversation, finding out what the pros and the cons are of what's going on, and really getting a great overview. And I have to admit, she's got some broad shoulders because I know she's hearing a lot, and positive and negative, but with the negative, being able to look at that and figuring out what are some ways that we can work around this, and then passing that on to the rest of corporate and working through these situations as they continue to add new tools to our toolbox so that we can share Beamer more efficiently and effectively. And in the meantime, let's face it, they are also behind the scenes working in our marketing strategies, pricing, availability of materials, the whole bit. A lot of you folks might not know that when Peter put the company together, for every single little part that goes into the Beamer, and there's over, I believe, 100 of them that go into just the B-Box alone. They have three manufacturers that are capable of making that one single part, whether it's the screws or whatever it might be. Why do they have that? Well, if one business goes down, then the other business then will step up. Let's say you have a business and it catches on fire and you're not able to produce a certain material. Well, Beamer has planned ahead and they have three companies that are backups for all of this. Well, it's either two backups and one that is actively running or one that's actively running with three backups. But this is something that Peter shared with us. So that all of you can rest assured that the productivity will stay up with Beamer. These are the things behind the scenes that we don't see that allows us to continue to move forward. Now, they have also now hired on three new individuals, and they're going to be having a meeting for the general grouping. We had a manager's meeting where they introduced some new individuals that are also working underneath Julie. And Nancy Borgia, who's going to be up in Canada, helping with the sales up there, and she is English and French speaking, and she is going to be working with all the personnel up in Canada. We also have Megan Smith that is going to be in helping out with the equine area, and she is going to be working with the U.S. and Canada, and she's going to really be helping with sales, marketing, different things there. And then in the U.S. and Canada, under Dr. Burka, we're going to have for our medical is Chad, and it's Baylor, I believe it is. Chad, I hope you don't shoot me for possibly tearing up your last name there. He's out of Minnesota. He is a chiropractor. He had owned his own practice, had a couple different offices, and then he also had worked for an orthopedic group of like 40 doctors, I believe he said, and he knows how to incorporate homeopathic, naturopathic modalities into our current medical systems, and then how practitioners look upon this. And so he is going to be able to help develop materials for us to be able to incorporate into the different practitioner models as well. So with these three individuals all working underneath Julie, this is really going to help launch us into a whole new area. Next up is going to be the change in the IBDTs. We will still be able to sign someone on as an IBDT, as a trainee. However, as of May 1st, not April 1st, but as of May 1st, an IBDT will not be able to sign up anybody underneath them as a distributor. That IBDT will need to qualify as a regular distributor, and then at which time they become a junior, then they will be able to sign someone on as a distributor, okay? And they've looked at the numbers on this, folks. They see all the statistics and the logistics in the computer programming to develop this step-by-step process of, oh, well, we've got a trainee signing on another trainee that might even sign on another trainee. And then all of those commissions are frozen as far as until people become juniors and that sort of thing. So this is going to make things much more simple. Let's face it. If somebody isn't truly willing to get out there and commit, we have found that they are not putting in the time and their heart maybe just not be in the right place. So we want to make sure that our time is used efficiently and effectively on that. Number two is the Beamer email systems. The Beamer email, they have found out that only 8% of distributors are using their Beamer email. 8%. That means that 92% of people are using their personal emails. Now, that costs a company money to be providing these services to all of us. And to provide a service where only 8% are using it, what they're going to be doing is then when a person signs on as a new distributor, they can just use their regular email address. Now, the option will still be there if we want to be using our current Beamer email address and or also having it transferred to a secondary email address, that will still be available, but they're reducing the numbers down, okay? Also, the Beamer sample magazine will be coming out and every single distributor is going to receive one free sample of the Beamer magazine that Peter Gleim has developed. And this is like 30 some pages, high gloss, high quality, something that you would see like if you're sitting at a car dealership and you see a really nice magazine on the table, these are going to be coming available. And up in Canada, of course, they've got the Evo. And then for the U.S., they'll have the Evo, but also then the Essentials unit for the U.S. I would recommend that everybody just wait till the Evo unit comes out and then be able to get them at that time. These will not be cheap. They might be about $2.50 a piece or what have you. But it's something where when you order them, you're going to be able to have your name, contact information, and everything on them so that if you ask a business, hey, may I leave this on your magazine rack or whatever, you can, you know, get the okay. You're going to be able to do that. And then they're going to be able to have that setting there. And naturally, when people are sitting down, either they're looking at their phones or they're going to look through and say, hey, this looks pretty cool. And they're going to start looking through it. So here is another option for us, which we're excited to really see because they really are filled with articles and different things like that to help explain what this technology is. Also, live academies. Now, here's how we want to look at live academies. Think of them as advanced academies. Why do I say advanced? Here's the reason why. When you do an academy on Zoom, let's all face it, you can log in, you can sit there, you can turn off your camera, you can listen to the academy and watch what's on the screen, but at the same time, if you want to get up and make lunch, if you want to start cleaning the house, if you want to walk away, come back, it's still there. Are you really getting as much out of it? Now, some people are. Some people are glued to the screen and they're thinking, wow, this is absolutely amazing. But there are many that are not, that are also being preoccupied and they're just kind of checking off a box of, yeah, I did an academy. The in-person live academies, the reason why we like to call them now advanced academies is because you are there in person, focused 100% of the time, and you are around other people that you're going to be able to interact with, share phone numbers with. You're going to hear all of their different testimonials. It could be anywhere from 70 to 100 different testimonials. And then you're going to be able to interact with these individuals, find out more. You're going to be able at lunchtime to be able to kick back and chat. And how did you develop your business? This is how I did mine. Afterwards, these all the social activities that occur at these academies are golden. They are above and beyond anything that you can experience on a Zoom academy. So with the academies coming out, go to your event section in your Beamer back office. So go to backoffice.beamer.services. That gets you into your back office. Type in your Beamer email address and then your password. When your back office opens up, on the far left side is events. Now I'm doing this on the computer. When you go down to events, then there'll be a drop down. Now, if you have a smaller screen, you might need to scroll it up a little bit to get down to event search. And at the very bottom one, which is event search, click on that. And I am doing that as we speak. And that is going to bring up all the different academies that are occurring, whether they are on Zoom or if they are in person. And one of the very first ones in May is in Columbus, Ohio on May 5th and 6th. Now, the night before any live academy, they have their guest night. This is where you can invite all your guests and come yourself and bring your other distributors in. This is free. And 9 times out of 10, those people will sign up then and there when they hear these guest presentations. Now, in Columbus, we are so excited to have Dr. Judd Milhon, cardiologist, that is going to be helping with the academy. This is almost like a once-in-a-lifetime event. They had to really twist his arm, and I hope that's what the story is there, Judd. But he is going to be helping out, and to be able to get his insights, that is going to be amazing. So I would highly, highly advise, even if you have to travel, folks, these are the things that are worth it. And this is going to be well worth it, and it's going to be literally a life experience for you. So we have that one coming up. Then we have some additional online academies. We have some different expos that are occurring, I see. We have the Seattle Academy with a guest night that is going to be May 19th and 20th with the Academy guest night on the 18th of May. In Minneapolis, we have a live academy that is going to be the 20th and the 21st of May. San Diego in June. June 1st is the guest night, and then June 2nd and 3rd. And this will be with Michael and Diane Barbeck, and then Rowena and Joseph Murray are going to be helping there. In Denver in July 7th and 8th, they are going to have their live academy. All of these folks are right here in our event section in our back office under event search. Scroll down, take a look at them. And honestly, if you can, make a point to get to these live academies. If you've not experienced a live event with Beamer and you've been a distributor, you're truly shorting yourself, okay? So with that, I would love to get your guys' input. This is your time to share and shine. So all you need to do is press the number 1 on your phone, and I will call upon you, and let's open this up for a roundtable discussion. I've given you guys ample material of what we can talk about and discuss, because I want to get your guys' input. Because by hearing from other people, when others listen to these recordings, this is what really truly makes this show shine. And I have to admit, word is getting out there. More and more people now are coming in and they're listening to the recordings, because let's face it, we all have busy times in our lives. A lot of them are not able to make the live presentation, but we are able to hear the recordings. So we have our first brave soul, and I'm calling upon 434-996. You are live on Blog Talk. Who are we speaking with today?
Hi, it's Ann from the beautiful Charlottesville, Virginia, calling in today.
Hey, Ann, how are you, young lady?
I'm doing really well, and a lot has to do with the fact that I do use my Beamer every single day. So, you know, you're speaking about live academies, and before COVID, I made sure, at least I tried to, go to every academy with a new team member that I brought on. And yes, there is a cost to usually traveling to an Enliven Academy. You know, with me, it entailed a lot of times a hotel bill on top of it. But I have to say that it was the best money that I could have ever spent. And I had been to probably about a dozen of the live academies. But during that time, you not only meet other distributors, but you hear their testimonies. And I used to take note of their name and the issues that they dealt with. And that's a great resource for three-way calls. You know, if somebody was dealing with, let's say, knee issues or, you know, rotator cuff issues or something like that, I would note their name, what their issue was, and during lunchtime or the social hours, I would introduce myself and ask them, would you mind if I did a three-way with you in the future? And, you know, I didn't use all of those resources, but I certainly did use some of them. And it really is a great advantage to have that resource with other distributors around the country, because we all help each other. And listening to those testimonies as well, with each academy, most people, if not all, have an opportunity to stand up and give their personal testimony. And if that doesn't fan the fire of your belief in Beamer, you know, it really does, because we can read the, you know, the PubMed studies, and we can watch the videos, but when you hear that many personal testimonies of what Beamer did for them and continues to do, you walk out of there fireproof every time and just on fire of, all right, who needs to know about Beamer? And it really starts to come from the heart. As you attend these Beamer academies, it just gets stronger and stronger. So I encourage anybody, don't let the dollar sign get in the way of attending. If you haven't been to one, just go. You will never regret it.
You know, you're so right, Ann, and I'm glad that you brought that up, because I did the very same thing. And I was very fortunate because living where I'm at, I'm about an hour and a half drive from where our corporate office used to be down in Carlsbad. And so anytime that they would have academies down there, I would go there, or if there was others local in the area, whether it be, you know, Newport or whatever, Palm Springs, whatever the case may be, I would go. And you know, I've been to over 25 academies. So then it got to the point where I was helping out, even though I'm not quote unquote trained as an academy director. I was still able to go up on stage and help with the different sections that they were instructing. And like you mentioned too, by taking your people, holding their hand, getting them through that fear of walking into this unknown environment and making it fun. And I even took it a step farther where I put together a little thank you card, and I would put $40 in each one for each one of my people. And one of the academies I had here, I had five new distributors that went, and they were all gals and none of them knew each other. And I got them all together. I gave them their little cards and I said, listen, this is for your guys' lunch or your actually evening. After you guys get done, you guys go out and have a great time. And you know what? They did. And it was the most memorable thing. And they were so thankful that I did that for them. And I told them, I go, this means a lot to me, guys, because this is where we learn to get to know each other. We have fun, we help each other out. And it was just my way of saying thank you to them. And yeah, these live academies and being able to listen to other people's testimonials. And I love how you are using that time to get names and actually naturally getting the authorization from those people. Hey, can I use you as a three-way phone call, and vice versa, and be able to help each other out. That is what's so nice about it. And then the food and everything else that they have, it's fun because they will talk about the quality of foods and the importance of our cells and how our cells take up nutrients and the whole bit. And then you break for lunch and they have these great healthy lunches, you know, greens and the different bright colors and clean food. And you feel like, wow, I'm getting started off on the right foot here. It's really neat to watch everybody. on that.
I agree with you. Absolutely. The food has always been really accommodating for all diets and types, and very, very good. Very impressed with that. And I love your idea of the thank you note with the $40 for them to go out together. I'm going to do that. I think that's a wonderful idea. And that's what I love about this roundtable is ideas like yours and other people that call in are out there and available for us to say, yeah, I think I'll do that. Or, you know, I know somebody who could really use that, you know, hint. So, yeah, I want to encourage everybody, please call in because we all profit from the ideas that are being shared.
Thank you so much for that, Ann. And it does really warm my heart because, you know, everybody's really learning from this. And another thing that I do want to point out on the live academies is don't wait to the last minute. Normally, they need to know at least a month in advance on people that are going to be going because they have to reach a certain number of individuals signed up for the academy because the company itself, for example, if you're going to put on an event at a hotel, you call the hotel and you say, listen, we have an event that we'd like to put on this date. Okay, no, that date's not available. What about this date? Okay, so this room that they have to rent is available on this date. And so then the company has to put so much money down. And by a certain date, if we don't have a certain number, then the company's going to go, oh, nope, we don't have enough people. We can get our money back if we pull out now. And so we want to help the company also realize that these academies are definitely well sought after. So don't wait on signing up for an academy. Now, if you sign up for an academy and you're like, ah, man, I'm not going to be able to make it now, don't worry about that. You can cancel out. All you have to do under your events section in your back office is scroll down to My Tickets, which is just above the event search on that little dropdown under events. And when you click on My Tickets, then you can go over and you can actually cancel it out. So it's that simple. So don't worry about, oh man, I'm not going to be able to make it now, or something came up, or, you know, God forbid something happened in the family or whatever the case may be. So make sure you sign up early. And if you're within a 2 or 3 hour drive of a location, make it happen. Spend the night and just know that, and I love Stacey DeVore. She always talks about having her tax write-offs. Remember, the mileage, and this go with your accountant or your tax person, because I'm not giving out financial advice or anything there. I can always speak for myself. But anytime that something is business related, I can write off the mileage to and from an event. And while I'm at the event, I can write off my meals. I can write off my hotel expenses. I can write off the cost of the event itself. So all of these things can be write-offs for you. So if you even make one sale of a Beamer, all of this now is setting it up to where you're doing very well for yourself. I'll just put it that way without giving any financial advice or anything there. So yes, sign up early for these events, and the academy directors that we have, they are always updated on the latest information. So if you've been to an academy a couple years ago, you definitely, or even a year ago, you want to get to an academy again and be updated on the new information, our new compliancy and different things there. And in fact, if you go to your distributor library in your back office and you click on the calendar section, so you'll see in bolder print, it says Beamer Monthly Calendar. And then below that, also in orange, there's a line under it and it says access the calendar here. When you put your little cursor on that and click on that, that opens up the calendar. And every Tuesday nights now, they have what's called Terrific Tuesday. And these are going to be recorded. And then also they live stream them on Facebook on the Beamer North American group, I believe it is. So make sure you sign up for that. And then you can listen to the recordings there. And then eventually they're going to get these recordings into our back office. But last night, Michelle Lochner from our compliance department, she gave an amazing talk about compliancy and the reasons why and why not we can say certain things. And she brought up some amazing examples. And then they had a great question and answer period on, well, we hear these other companies saying, making all these statements and the whole bit, and nothing seems to happen to them. Well, what we don't see are the things going on behind the scenes of how the FDA, Federal Trade Commission, and other organizations are possibly looking at them and have filed papers on them and different things there. So all we need to worry about is learning what we can and cannot say and understanding why, but there is a reason. And what we want to do is protect not only our position as a distributor, but protect this company, because it takes one person to continue to violate and go willy-nilly on their own, and that can cause a problem for everybody. And so we want to make sure that we look after each other and we do things ethically with good morals. And that's why Beamer's been around for 25 years. And that's another reason why we're going to continue for another 25 years and longer, is because we do things right. We're not going out there and being sneaky about things. We're doing things the right way. Anne, is there anything else that you would like to share? I greatly appreciate everything that you're bringing up today.
Well, bringing up about compliance, you know, even if you've been in Beamer for many years and you understand the compliance and all of that, I would encourage you to watch the recording, because it's always a good idea to rethink the compliance and make sure that you are staying compliant. And if you're new to Beamer, watch it a couple of times. But what it all boils down to, compliance is very easy, because they say, you know, we don't need to state a disease state. Most people don't know what a disease state means anyway. Just go like we're asked to. Do you think better blood flow would help? You know, you don't have to make any claims. Ask them the question. Go back with them a question. But anyway, I encourage everybody to go back to the Facebook page, watch the recording, whether you're new or you're, you know, with Beamer for a lot of years, just as a nice reminder and reinforcement of how important it is for us to stay compliant. And that's about it for today.
That's awesome, Anne. And you definitely deserve this, young lady. So thank you so much, Anne. I greatly appreciate all your input today. You have a great day there. So everybody, I want to share with everybody also that on the compliance portion, the reason why we cannot say certain things is because the studies are not out there to back it up officially, to where the FDA can pull that study and say, here is the actual proof of what they are saying. That is the only reason. Are there studies out there? Yes, but there's different studies, different categories of studies, different things like that. Now, do we know that Beamer works? You bet. We see it on a daily basis. And for those of us who are veterans, it's almost harder for us as a distributor to be compliant, because we have seen hundreds and thousands of all these different amazing results, but yet we don't have actually maybe a medical study to pull up and prove what we are saying. So if you ever catch yourself saying to somebody, and this is what was brought up in the meeting last night or in the presentation, of if you go to somebody saying, well, you know, I can say it this way, but this is how I really would like to say it. If you're going to start to do that and put that but in there, stop yourself, because that means that you know that what you're about to say is not compliant. And so just keep it simple and make sure that we practice what we are doing. Think of it this way. If you had a brand new distributor by your side, you want to lead by example, because I can guarantee you, and I've had this happen, where I have talked compliantly and then non-compliantly with some new trainees. And even though I shared with them of what was compliant and what was not compliant, because of their eagerness, they went out and they did not decipher between the two. And then we had to reel them back in and we had to re-educate them to what was compliant. So yes, you want to explain the differences of what is and what is not compliant, but lead by example. Lead by example. Be that shining star. Be the one that they are going to look up to. Just like when you share the Beamer with somebody, right away you are starting their training, whether they know it or not. The moment you start talking about Beamer to them, if they become a distributor, chances are they're going to emulate how you shared the Beamer with them. That's how they're going to go out and start sharing it with others. So right away, start leading by example by following the 2-8-3 process, the green video, the 8-minute story, a three-way phone call, getting them on the Beamer, getting them additional information, using the Beamer share, using the material that has already been pre-authorized by our compliancy department and professionally put together by our marketing department. Brad Horn, Jessica, the whole group in our marketing department are working literally overtime to bring in additional ambassadors, to bring in additional material, to bring in material now that is also going to be Spanish, which is also going to be in French for the Canadian group. Right now they're juggling, God bless them, for having to do the Evo system up in Canada and yet still doing the essential set here in the United States until hopefully July 1st. And we're still waiting for that, blessed moment when the FDA goes, okay, we've got all the paperwork done and the company can say we're good to go. So learn how to use what we have, lead by example, and things are going to work out just great. We've just got a couple minutes left. I want to thank Anne today for helping out. There was a lot of information that we went over today. I would have loved to have heard from more people, but the time is running short here. So with that, I will not be on next week. However, we will have Roundtable Wednesday next week, and Ian Robb, who's now down in Florida, bless his heart for stepping up to the plate, because he and Lisa Diamond used to do the whatever Wednesdays. And I believe he is going to try to bring in a special guest and do an interview and do that. So Ian Robb will be on next Wednesday. And I want to already personally thank him for stepping up to the plate and helping me out, as I am going to be working a bicycle racing event in Redlands, California, that is 5-day event, and I'm actually an assistant judge, and also I drive one of the cars that you see driving crazy along with the riders throughout the races, and this is a 5-day race event. So I'm going to be working that, and yes, the Beamer, the Team Beamer car is also going to be out there on display for all the riders, and so we'll be with a lot of different pros. We have 24 pro men's teams with over 200 pro riders for the men, and we have 17 pro women's teams that will be in town. And so it's a great event. So I'm excited about that. But guys, get out there, get to those live academies, take the time, get into your calendar, go into your calendar and see all the amazing things. Tonight we have Wellness Wednesday with Dr. Burka. So go into your calendar. All you have to do is click on it, and then that shows you the link on how to get into it and watch it, okay? So guys, get out there. Have fun. Make this fun. Let's go out, change lives. You know that we love y'all. Have a great, great week, and we will see you in 2 weeks. But don't forget to share this program with everybody. Watch the recordings, and let's have a great Beamer week, everybody.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.